the supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for today, we're going to speak about paradise in the view of Islam. So I invite you to be with us. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Friday, is the 16th of Rabiul Thani, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Aban, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of November, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. These verses 20 to 24 from Chapter Al-Waqi'ah, are precious verses to listen to.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وفاكهة مما يتخيرون
and fruit of what they select
ولحم طير مما يشتهون
and the meat of fowl from whatever they desire.
وَحُورٌ عِينٌ
And for them are fair women with large, beautiful eyes.
كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ
The likenesses of pearls well protected.
جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
As reward for what they used to do.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verses treat of the material blessings in store for the people of paradise who are nearest the divine throne. Saying youth in paradise shall make available to them whatever kinds of fruits and the flesh of fowls, which they desire. It is worthy of note that the precedence of fruit over flesh is that the former is healthier and consumption of fruit before meal is far better. The divine blessings shall be bestowed upon them because of their righteous good deeds, such that one may not falsely imagine that such innumerable divine blessings of paradise shall be bestowed upon anyone with no reason, but being accorded Such blessings requires unfaltering belief and constant doing of righteous good deeds.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you to doubt you would be the worst mistake? Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. Guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life. But you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
The topic of this episode is paradise in the view of Islam. In Islam, Jannah, or paradise, is the final abode of the righteous. According to one count, the word appears 147 times in the Quran. Belief in the hereafter is one of the articles of faith, a place where believers or mu'mineen will enjoy pleasure, while the unbelievers will suffer in Jahannam. Both Jannah and Jahannam are believed to have several levels in both cases. The higher the level, the more desirable in Jannah. The hereafter experiences are described as physical, psychic, and spiritual. Jannah is described with physical pleasures such as gardens, wine that has no after effects, and divine pleasures. The reward of pleasure will vary according to the righteous of the person. The characteristics of Jannah often have direct parallels with those of Jahannam. The pleasure and delights of Jannah or paradise described in the Quran are matched by the excruciating pain and horror of Jahannam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic. Today, inshallah, we are going to talk about heaven and the abiders of heaven, Al-Jannah. Many actions are said by the Quran and Hadith to lead people to the heaven. Men and women are said to be equal in this respect, actually. The most frequently mentioned features of heavenly people in Quran include faith, piety, righteousness, and righteous action, obeying God and His messenger, accepting the truth, purity, and avoiding polytheism, according to Al-Quran. There are also some points to the characters, such as to the characters of such people, such as humbleness towards God and people, fear of God, good behavior, and avoiding mundane desires, truthfulness, generosity, truthfulness, keeping one's promises, and financial aid financial aids to the needy and the poor, and avoiding arrogance. Some people are said to be prohibited from entering the heaven, such as those who deny divine signs of revelation of God. So I think I have to say goodbye to dear brothers and sisters, and invite you to join us, inshallah, in our upcoming session with another topic to be discussed. Till then, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Among the list of pleasures of paradise, no disease and no death, another cause of pain and suffering in this life, is the death of loved one or disease, which are both non-existent in paradise. None will free any sickness or pain in paradise. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said about the people of paradise, they will never fall ill, blow their noses or spit. None will die in paradise. All shall live eternally, enjoying the pleasures therein. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said that a caller will call out in paradise when people enter it. Indeed, may you be healthy and never be sick again. May you live and never die again. May you be young and never grow feeble again. May you enjoy and never feel sorrow and regret again. To achieve paradise, a simple way: know who to follow. How easy is it to follow the media, to follow the singers, actors, and fashion, instead of sticking to the ways of the Prophet Muhammad? When you feel tempted by your environment, learn from this moment of extreme regret when the people of hell realize that those whom they follow in the world are not able to help them in their pain and deep suffering. In chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, verses 64 to 66, Allah said and has prepared for them a flaming fire wherein they will abide forever, and they will find neither a protector nor a helper. On the day when their faces will be turned over in the fire, they will say, "Oh, would that we had obeyed Allah and obeyed the Messenger."
You see, in the dunya, you may have some of the ni'am of the dunya here also. You can feel them, you can taste them. You can be a king, and you can have thousands of servants, and whatever you crave, they will bring you. Now, obviously not like the Jannah, because even if you're a king, there are things that you will crave and you can't have because they're not there, because it's not available. They couldn't find it for you. In Al-Jannah, whatever you crave, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring it for you. But in the Jannah, you still, if you are lucky, you have wealth, or you have servants, you can order and you will get what you want. For example, you sit and you plan a beautiful vacation to a resort island. And you stay at the beautiful five-star Ritz-Carlton there. And you take the presidential suite. And you have so many people there serving you. You have buffet, three-course meal, five-course meal, whatever. And the best of what the dunya has to offer to you. But the difference between the dunya and the akhirah is that no matter how much ni'am you may have, there is always what? There is always the chance that your fun could be spoiled. You're sitting, you're enjoying yourself in the jacuzzi, all of a sudden you get a phone call from your town, from your city that you came from. What is it? You have a legal problem now. You have a problem in your business. You have a family problem. The school is calling you to telling you your son, your daughter did such and such. And all of a sudden your fun, your party is ruined. In the dunya, yes, there's fun, there's joy, but there is also problems. There's also things that disturb your joy. Or all of a sudden you're eating and your stomach becomes sick. You become sick, you fall ill, and the entire trip is wasted. You don't enjoy it anymore. Or you become depressed. Or worst of all, you could fall and die. So the ni'am, the joys of the dunya, they are intertwined with what? With problems. Can you be for sure guarantee that 10 days on that resort island, you won't have any problems? No, this is the dunya. Comfort, he created it for the akhirah. Al-Jannah is where there is comfort, paradise. Dunya, it's all about struggles, it's all about problems.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark, I closed my eyes to the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further.
Dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions at parstoday.com/en. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam, and let us reflect today on an aphorism bequeathed for our guidance from Imam Hassan Askari, peace upon him, the 11th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. There are two qualities such that there is no quality above them, faith in Allah and the serving of brothers.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Al-Qadhim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the world, the dunya. In this hadith, Imam Qadhim alayhi salam talks about the example of the world, the parable of the world. You know, in the Holy Quran, many examples have been given, and also the world has been spoken about to a great extent. And in fact, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned an example for the world. In the Holy Quran, we read, "Draw for them the parable of the life of this world. It is like the water we send down from the sky. Then the earth's vegetation mingles with it. Then it becomes chaff, scattered by the wind. And Allah is omnipotent over all things." This is one of the examples for the dunya, for the world. We have other examples mentioned in the hadith. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Qadhim alayhi salam said, "The world was once embodied to Jesus in the form of a blue-eyed woman." Right? So this is not only an example for the world, this example actually personified itself for one of the Anbiya, for one of the prophets, the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. The world personified itself, manifested itself in the form of a woman. She saw this manifestation in the form of a woman. And he said to her, the Prophet Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, said, "How many have you married? You know, how many people have joined with you, how many people have taken hold over you?" So she said, "Lots, many people have done this." So he asked, "So all of them divorced you?" Meaning, did all of them leave you? She replied, "No, rather I killed all of them." The person who becomes preoccupied with the dunya and the world, he never becomes satisfied with it. He never leaves it on his own, with his own free will, rather. Nor does the world leave him, rather. The world kills him and destroys this person. And in that way, this person leaves the world. Then Jesus, alayhi salam, said, "Woe upon your current spouses." Cursed be upon those people who have, you know, become infatuated with you and who have become preoccupied with you. "For how do they not take lesson from the previous ones?" These people become preoccupied with the dunya and the world. Why is it that they haven't taken lesson from the previous people who became preoccupied with you and who were destroyed by you? They should look at what happened to them and take lesson from them and take heed from them and stay away from the world and the dunya. This is one of the parables that have been mentioned regarding the world. Many other parables have been mentioned. Like, for example, the world has been compared to like a shadow. The world has been compared to a sea that one never satiates a person's thirst. Right? So this is one of the beautiful parables that have been mentioned in the hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the parable of the world in the words of Imam Al-Qadim alayhi salam. Until next time, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we have again, alhamdulillah, some of the students of Sevier International School with us in this session. And before we start the class, let me say hello to each of them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah, and how are you?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salam, salam.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Welcome. And Hassan Nasrullah, how are you doing?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salaamu alaikum.
I'm fine, sir.
Okay.
How are you?
That's great. Thank you so much. Welcome. So, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of the session. Inshallah, you will benefit and we all will benefit from the verses of the Quran-i Kareem. So, Brother Hassan and Hussein, today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 58 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And I really want everyone who are listening to us, brothers and sisters, grab your Quran and go to Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 58. Inshallah, we'll be working on this ayah and make sure you stay with us till the end of this session. Before we start, let's listen to this ayah once, everyone.
فكلوا منها حيث جئتم رغدا وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم وسنزيد المحسنين.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. I loved it. How about you, brothers?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's great. So now I will be reciting and make sure you listen and repeat after me, all right? And brothers and sisters who are listening, please listen, okay? And repeat after us. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَٰذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله
وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله thank you brothers وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دُخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرِيَةِ That Qarya, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his nation, okay, were there, and Allah Almighty were telling them that وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دُخُلُوا When we said, enter this town, that town was Jerusalem, okay? Or Palestine, okay? Jerusalem. And فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شَئِتُمْ رَغَدًا And eat thereof freely, whensoever you wish, okay? Whatever you want, go and eat, okay? In that qariya, in that town. وَدْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا And enter the bab, the door, okay? The door of the masjid of Baytul Muqaddas, okay? Baytul Muqaddas, okay? وَدْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا While prostrating. This prostrating here means while you are giving thanks to Allah Almighty. Okay, that has given you a new chapter of life, that has given you like a new like beginning or a new place, okay, to live. وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ And say حِطَّة حِطَّة means forgive us, okay, and make tawbah while you enter. نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ If you say this, we will forgive you your mistakes, we will forgive your inquiries, okay, and the mistakes. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And soon we will enhance the virtuous, okay? We will extend, for example, or expand the thawab, the rewards of those who are muhsinin, those who are the right doers. One thing here I have to mention, in the next ayah as well we have, Allah Almighty told them to say hitta, right? While prostrating, they have to say hitta. And the next ayah will say, it will read that, unfortunately, they didn't listen to Allah Almighty, they changed the word of hitta to hinta. Hitta to hinta. They said another word, okay? Then Allah Almighty send them azab, okay? Why? Because they are changing the rules of Allah Almighty. Whatever Allah Almighty says to them, they do not listen, they do whatever they want. So of course they deserve punishment.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
That's my point. The explanation of this ayah, it's too much, okay? We don't want to enter. We really want you to refer to the Tafsir book. Now, the Tajweed rules, which are our main topic, we'll focus on. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دَخُلُوا وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دَخُلُوا قُلْنَا أَلِفْ مَدْ Right? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And then the next word starts with?
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دْخُلُوا
Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
The next word starts with Hamzatul Wasl. You remember the rule that when we have Alif Mad, Waw Mad, or Ya Mad, simply, Harful Mad, plus Hamzatul Wasl, do we have to produce the, I mean, do we have to still prolong the sound of harful mad? Qulna. Because we have to skip Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
Qulna dukhulu. Is that right?
No.
We have to skip this mad sound.
Yes.
We have to put it like a short a, e, u sound. Qulna. Not na. Qulna dukhulu. Right? Qulna dukhulu. Make sure. The rule says this. If we have harful mad plus Hamzatul Wasl. Here, if you want to skip Hamzatul Wasl, okay, you want to join the words together, so of course you have to skip Hamzatul Wasl. So in this case, you do not have to prolong the sound of harful mad.
Yes.
Say them with short vowel sound.
Yes.
That's it. That's the rule, okay? And dal has a sukun on the top. So it means you have to produce a bouncing sound or kind of tickle it, okay? Tickle it, it will jump up, okay? So, وَإِذْ قُلْ نَدْخُلُوا Hassan, read it. وَإِذْ قُلْ نَدْخُلُوا
وَإِذْ قُلْ نَدْخُلُوا
أحسنتم. Now, the word starts with Hamzatul Wasl. If you start with the word أدخلوا, that I said already how to pronounce it. So because the third letter has a dhamma, the Hamzatul Wasl, if you want to start from this word. So the Hamzatul Wasl will be assigned with
dhamma.
Udkhulu, right? Udkhulu. But because you join them together, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا with udkhulu, so Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دُخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا نُن سَاكِن plus ha. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا What rule is applied? Merge, change, hide, no rule.
No rule.
No rule is applied. Why? No rule is equal to idhar. Idhar is applied. We mean there is no change, there is no hide, there is no merge. So it's called idhar. Because ha is from the throat letters. منها حيث شئتم رغدا رغدا نون تنوين plus next word starts with واو تنوين plus واو tells you to apply the rule
تنوين plus واو
واو is from your يرملون letters
you merge
merge them the rule إدغام إدغام with غنى or without غنى With nasal sound or without?
With.
Ragadan. Read it, Hussein.
Ragadan.
Ahsan. Ragadan. Ghain is a heavy letter. Ragadan. Two heavy letters. Ra, ga, da. Ragadan. Do it.
Ragadan.
Ahsantum. Next. Wadkhulu. Hamzatul Wasl. Skip it. Dal, qalqala. Bouncing sound. رغدا وادخلوا الباب Again the example of mad letter plus Hamzatul Wasl we have وادخلوا الباب right? Hassan do you see that? وادخلوا الباب Now you have to skip that Hamzatul Wasl you have to say وادخلوا الباب Now we have أو sound وادخلوا واو مد Two counts yeah? أو not أو أو So here, because you have Hamzatul Wasl and you skip Hamzatul Wasl, you have to also skip the mad of U sound. Put a dhamma only. Wadkhulul lul, not lul ba. Wadkhulul baba sujjada. If you stop here, sujjada, tanween, fatha will be changed to?
Alif mad.
Alif mad. Sujjada. Instead of saying sujjada, sujjadan, sujjada. Waqulu. If you do not stop, if you continue reading, so of course, tanwin fatha plus waw, you merge them.
Yes.
Sujjadan. Okay. Waqulu hittatun. Tanwin dhamma plus nun idgham. Hittatun naghfir lakum khatayakum. The baby jim on the top tells you, you can
stop
or continue. Both are allowed.
Yeah.
Both are the same. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ That's all in this ayah. So there is no other rules, okay? The important rules we just mentioned. Make sure, inshallah, you practice and also listen again to our today's session if you didn't know any of them. So practice, inshallah, for the explanation. We said we didn't have much time, so you refer to the Tafasir book because there are long explanations. Thank you so much. Stay with us, please, in the coming sessions as well. We'll be here with you, inshallah, at the same time. Once more, I give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Thanks, Hassan and Hussein, for being with us today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be asking a question. That question is regarding whether the religious responsibility of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi az Munkar, Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, whether it was an edict, a law, that also existed in the previous religions or not. Somebody might take certain verses as a proof that, you know, this is something specific to Islam. We have a certain verse in the Holy Quran that says that you are the best of nations that has come out for mankind. You enjoin the right and forbid the evil. Right? Somebody might say that this verse kind of indicates that this act of enjoining good and prohibiting evil is specific to the nation of Islam. But when we take into context other verses of the Holy Quran, we see that this is not the case, you know. There are other verses of the Holy Quran which say that, you know, Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar is something that, you know, existed, you know, in other religions as well. For example, in the following verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: Laysu sawa min ahl al-kitab ummatun qa'imatun yatluna ayatil layli ana al-layli wa hum yasjudun yu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir wa ya'muruna bil ma'ruf wa yanhauna anil munkar. In this verse of the Holy Quran, God says a portion of the ahl al-kitab, the people of the book, they believe in God in the hereafter, and they enjoin the right and they forbid the evil, right? This is a verse that indicates that yes, this law, it exists in the other religions as well. Or the Prophet Luqman, in his advice to his son, he said the following: Ya bunayya, aqim as-salat wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha anil munkar. He said, O my son, pray and establish the prayer enjoin the right and forbid the evil. This is another verse that indicates this was something present in other religions. Also, in the Quran, we read that one of the reasons that the Prophet Dawood and the Prophet Isa, alayhim wasalam, they cursed the children of Israel, was one of the reasons was they were did not pay attention and did not give importance to this act of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. We read, Lo inna alladhina kafaru min bani Israel ala lisan Daud wa Isa ibn Maryam dhalika bima asaw wa kanu ya'tadun kanu la yatanahawna an munkarin. Right? They were cursed by these two prophets, these great prophets. Why? Because they did not prohibit the evil. One of the reasons why they were cursed. Right? So this was an edict, a law in other religions as well. And, you know, it's very unfortunate that, you know, in today's society, right, specifically in the West, and then because of that, obviously, because Western culture and Western customs have kind of prevailed over the totality of, you know, all humanity today, this has become something which people don't give importance to. You know, nobody wants to interfere in other people's business and, you know, kind of, you know, interject their opinion, you know, into other people's affairs, right? And this is kind of contrary to the religion, actually, the other religions that, you know, that are prevalent in the world today, not just Islam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether the injunction of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar was prevalent in other religions or not. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Almighty Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program, The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, "The one who dies and does not recognize the Imam of his time will actually die the death of an ignorant." But in this program, we try to provide you with the most information regarding the Imam of your time. Yes, this is The Last Savior. And today we are going to discuss the signs of the advent of Imam al-Zaman, ajallaha ta'ala faraja. And on that note, today in our studio, we have with us a very special guest. We have Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, Dr. Karim, in our previous episode, we discussed about the definite signs as pronunciations, and one of the definite signs was Yamani, and we were discussing in our episodes that is Yamani actually a definite sign or not. We analyzed the narrations, we found some of them had a weak chain of narrations, and we found that some had scholarly debate because some of the narrations, a particular narration was having the word methumat, that means definite, and the one that was not having the word methumat in it was preferred over the previous one. So what do we conclude?
As you rightly mentioned, there are two narrations which explicitly refer to Yamani as one of the definite signs. But the problem with the first narration is that there are two versions of it, and according to one version, al-Yamani min al-Mahtum is not mentioned, and the other problem is regarding the chain of the narration. The second narration, which is quoted by Sheikh al-Saduq in Kamal al-Din, page 650, reads, there are five definite signs before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ مَحْتُومَاتٍ, and one of them is Yamani.
Okay.
But the problem with this narration, as I explained in the previous session, is that there is another version of this narration in Al-Kafi and in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, according to which the word Mahtumat is missing. So the narration reads, there are five signs before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. So which one should be preferred? We said that the narration in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani is not an authentic narration, but the narration in Al-Kafi and in Kamal al-Din, both of them are authentic. So which one should be preferred?
All right.
A group of scholars believe that the narration in Al-Kafi, which is without Mahtumat, should be preferred.
Okay.
Which means that Yamani is not one of the definite signs. Why it should be preferred? The first reason is that the chain of the narration in Al-Kafi is more authentic than the chain of the narration in Kamal al-Din.
All right.
We talked about that. The second argument for preferring the narration in Al-Kafi is a technical discussion in Usul al-Fiqh.
All right.
I try to put it as easy as possible so that because it is of benefit for other discussions when we have two narrations which may have some differences in the wordings.
All right. So let's discuss more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back. This is The Last Savior. We have Dr. Karimi with us, and we're discussing definite signs of reappearance, and we have focused on the sign Yamani, which is discussed as per many narrations as a definite sign, but we are debating over here, is that really a definite sign or not?
Imagine we have one narration mentioned in two ways.
Okay.
One of them it has an addition, and the other does not have that addition, like this narration, خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ مَحْتُومَاتٍ, five definite signs, and the other is خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ, five signs. Which one should be preferred, the one with the addition or the one without the addition?
Yeah.
There is a discussion in Usul al-Fiqh, in the Principles of Jurisprudence. The famous viewpoint in that discussion is that the one with the addition should be preferred.
All right.
What is the reason? Because they say that it is likely for the narrator of the narration to forget one word, but it is unlikely for him, out of
negligence, not to mention one of the signs,
to add one word. No, right. To add one word. So imagine, it is possible for the narrator, the narration has been خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ مَحْتُومَاتٍ.
Okay.
So it is likely for the narrator to forget مَحْتُومَاتٍ and just mention خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ, yeah, five signs. But it is very unlikely to imagine that the narration has been خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ and the narrator has added خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ مَحْتُومَاتٍ.
Yeah.
So for the possibility of forgetting one word is more than the possibility of adding one word to the narration of Imam of, yeah, the Imam alayhi salam. So according to this argument,
okay,
which narration should be preferred? The narration which reads خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ مَحْتُومَاتٍ,
which has the word.
Which has the word.
Okay.
Now, this is the viewpoint of the scholars who believe that Yamani is one of the definite signs. But then there is an even more complicated discussion here. And the point is that those scholars who believe that no, Yamani is not one of the definite signs,
okay,
they say that yes, we have this principle in Usul al-Fiqh, in, mm-hmm, the principles of jurisprudence, that the narration with addition should be preferred.
Okay.
But there is an exception here. And the exception is that we have some narrations in which one word has been repeated a lot.
Okay.
When it comes to the signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, in many narrations, the word mahtum has been repeated. For example, in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 311, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مَحْتُومٌ وَمِنْهُ مَا لَيْسَ بِمَحْتُومٌ. There are some definite signs and there are some non-definite signs. وَمِنَ الْمَحْتُومِ خُرُوجُ السُّفْيَانِ فِي رَجَبٍ. One of the definite signs is the uprising of Sufyani or the riot of Sufyani in the month of Rajab. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, was asked whether Sufyani is one of the mahtumat. He said yes, and then he said, وَالنِدَى مِنَ الْمَحْتُومِ.
There will be a cry from the sky.
Exactly. وَتُلُوعُ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ مَغْرِبِهَا مَحْتُومٌ وَاخْتِلَافُ بَنِ الْعَبَّاسِ فِي الدُّوْلَةِ مَحْتُومٌ وَقَتْلُ النَّفْسِ الزَّكِيَةِ مَحْتُومٌ وَخُرُوجُ الْقَائِمِ مِنْ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَحْتُومٌ. In Al-Ashad, volume 2, page 371. So my point is that when it comes to the signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the word mahtum has been repeated a lot.
All right.
The companions of the imams, they knew that there are two categories of the signs. Some of them are mahtum, definite, and some of them are not mahtum. They are not definite.
Okay.
There are many narrations in this regard. For example, dear listeners can refer to Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 265, Kamaluddin, page 652, hadith number 14. Now, the point is that although in Usul al-Fiqh it is mentioned that the narration with addition should be preferred.
Okay.
But when it comes to our case, because of the fact that in other narrations the word mahtumat has been repeated a lot, in this case it is also possible for the narrator to have made a mistake.
All right.
And just to add the word mahtumat